the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We are glad of this miracle because the first miracle our Lord Jesus Christ performed is to bless the sacrament of marriage. And the first work our Lord did after creation, immediately after he created Adam and then Eve from his rib, he also blessed them, blessing the sacrament of the matrimony. And also on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, opening the New Testament, he reconciled the Father with his creation, making them not only slaves or servants to the Lord, but also brides to the bridegroom. That's why he insisted in many times and parables, like the parable of the virgins, the five foolish and the five wise virgins. He also insisted that the Lord is going to be their groom or our groom, and every one of us will be his bride. Also, St. John the Baptist, when they asked him whether he was Christ, he said, "Who has the bride is the groom, but the friend of the groom be glad or is glad when he sees the gladness of the groom." This is a very important thing, that although some people think that the highest level is the monastic life, we also can add that the highest level is the pure and successful and fruitful and spiritual life marriage between the father and husband, and the mother and the wife and the children. In another word, the family. Now, we can call ourselves the family of God. We are all the family of God. We form the family of God. And the church has become the mother of everyone. That's why in the symbols, what we call the prayers symbols, right away after the Thanksgiving prayer, says also, "Hail to the church, the house of the angels." The church became the house of the angels. Why? Because the church is the mother, and the angels are in this mother, in this house. And the groom, our Lord, is the father of this house, and also is the groom of every bride in this house. We are glad because the Lord blessed the marriage. And we have to look at the family from this view. The family is not just a relationship between man and woman to give birth to children. The family is an image, is a symbol, is a good example, visible to us, describing the invisible true relationship between God Jesus Christ as a groom and every one of us as his bride. That's why we have to honor the family life. Every husband must be honest and faithful to his wife and children, and every wife must be honest and faithful to her husband and their children, and every child must be respectable and loving and considerable to the great effort that the parents are doing for him. If we do that, then the family on earth will be successful, and the spiritual family in heavens will be as well. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ started his miracles blessing the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Not only that, but our Lord Jesus Christ, as he was blessing this wedding of a poor family who did not have enough wine, he offered himself as the true wine. He changed the water into the wine. And later on the cross, or just before the cross, he changed the wine into his blood and gave it to his disciples on the night of his passions, on the night of the cross, Thursday evening, on the first day of the Passover offering lamb. So it's very important to know that the Lord, when he blessed the family, he blessed it through his blood. He reconciled everyone to everyone and reconciled everyone to our Lord. That's why we are very happy of this feast. We are very happy of this feast. Tonight we have 41 virgins, 41 brides to our Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the love and for the sake of the groom. And this is the symphony of love. Abu Nabshoy Kamel went one day to the monastery of Saint Damiana, and he was praying the holy liturgy on the altar. And there is an altar on a small hill, and under this hill, Saint Damiana and the 40 martyrs are buried. And then he said, what a beautiful symphony of love. On the altar, our Lord Jesus Christ is shedding his blood for the sake of the whole world, including Saint Damiana and the 40 virgins. And under the altar is Saint Damiana, and her friends, the 40 virgins, have shed their blood for the sake of Jesus Christ and for the sake of the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the love. The love means that when our Lord Jesus Christ has offered himself for me, he was expecting me to offer myself not only for him, but for my salvation, for my redemption, and for my eternal life in heaven. May the Lord give us this good meaning to live faithfully on earth. Every member of the family becomes faithful to the other, and every one of the big family, the brides of Jesus Christ, to be also faithful to him, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our groom, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.